Quero você. A couple of things. Today we're going to continue Tom Kikra Part Beis. First, we want to wish Mazel Tov to Chaim Gerson on the birth of a baby girl. Is a Kiddush the Shabbos?
Right? Yeah, everyone's
right. Kiddush the Shabbos. In the white building?
Seven Tov, oh Mazel Tov, yeah, oh Mazel Tov, Seven Tov, oh Mazel Tov.
Of Tom Kikra. And basically, what we discovered is the following. That till now, we learned Simon Kuf Tes. We learned there's a din of Rov. So, Mashma, that once you hit Rov, then it's Mutter. If the Rov heads it to the Isser, then it's Mutter. So either you have Rov or you don't have Rov. If you have Rov, then this is bottom. If you don't have rov, this is not bottom. So what we learned on Monday is, yeah, but if it's min b'shein amino, right? And so it has a, so there's a new din of tam ki ikar. So that removes the bar from rov to shishim. That it's not enough to have rov. You need 60 times heter to the iser to be bottom. So, and Rov will be a din, according to Rashi, midaraisa, and Shishim is the Rabbanan. But the way we assume is Shishim is the Raisa, so then Rov will be relegated to just like a case of Yovish B'Yovish, but it's not a din of Tam, it's just a din of Yovish B'Yovish, Chad B'Trei. Then the Rov will be the decisor, but if it'll be Lach B'Lach, B'Mishein Amino, then Shishim will be the decisor. Whether you have it or you don't. So today, we're going to learn a new demarcation point. Until now we thought either there's a demarcation point of Rov, there's a demarcation point of Shishim, and there's nothing in between. Either you have Rov, you have Shishim, right? Those are the crucial numbers that we have to deal with. So today we're going to learn that there's another demarcation point. And we have to see what is that relevant for. And what is that other demarcation point? And what is it relevant for? So this is, I'm going to introduce you to another demarcation point called Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Now, everyone in his life has heard the concept of Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras in the notion of a time limit. Like you have to eat a kezayis on Pesach night, you have to eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So it's a time thing. You know, you can't just eat your matzah, heltus, you know, you gotta put a move on. You know, but we'll see that kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is not only. First, we have to explain what kezayis b'chdei achilas pras means. And then we have to explain how it's not only relegated to time, but it's relegated to taruvus as well. So what is kezayis b'chdei achilas pras? When we say I have to eat a kezayis, let's say at the Seder or at the meal, b'chdei achilas pras, what does that mean? So what is a pras? A pras is what? A prusa. What is a prusa? A prusa is a... You know, you cut a piece of bread in half, so that's a prusa. It's not a whole thing, it's a prusa. If I take a whole challah and I cut it in half, that's also a prusa. Because something is prusa, it's a half. Not exactly a half, but it's not the whole thing. It's a prusa. So what a prusa means is a half a loaf. And the loaf that we're talking about is 3 to 4... The shear of 3 to 4 kibbutzim. Right? So 3 to 4 kibbutzim. So that amount is the amount of a loaf. And a prusa, and so that's the amount of a prusa, rather. In other words, so it's 3 to 4 kibbutzim, so it means the whole loaf is 6 to 8 beitzim. Now you cut it in half, it's 3 to 4 beitzim. And if you assume the question, what's the relationship between a beitzah and a kezayis, if you assume that every beitzah has 2 kezayisim, that's a question, so that means that it's 6 to 8 of kezayisim. So Rav Shach always points out, you know, people think, you know, you have to rush when you eat the kezayis, but really, it's a very big shear, because the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras means all I have to do on Pesach night is eat one kezayis in the time that it takes to eat 6 to 8 kezayis. So that's a very big. So like Rav Shachter pointed out, if you eat normally, obviously if you're going to have a whole conversation in the middle, then you're not going to have it. But if you just eat normally, then obviously you can't. You're not going to miss it.
But it's a big basin. You have small basin, so then...
No, so...
not so big.
So, obviously, it's haba hatalia. In other words, you can't say that you have to take the largest shear of kezayis and the smallest shear because it's haba hatalia. In other words, it's the amount that it takes... the amount of eating one kezayis and the amount that it takes to eat 6 to 8 kezayis. So you can't say, well, oh, I hold a kezayis is a chais, whole shmur matzah, and I have to get it done in 2 minutes. That's ridiculous, because that's not what the shear is. So obviously, if you're assuming a big kezayis, a shear kezayis, then you have to be assuming that a big shear in what's the achilas process. And because it's an amount of eating one kezayis, sometimes I need 6 to 8 kezayis. So that's in terms of time, when we talk about time. But when we talk in terms of taruvus, so that means that 6 to 1, 6 heter to 1 iser, or 8 heter to 1 iser, is the amount of shear bittel. That's a new shear bittel that we never heard of before. Because we heard about rove, 2 to 1. We heard about 60 to 1. So now we're saying there's something in between, either 6 to 1 or 8 to 1 or something like that. And what is the significance of that? Because if something is, I thought based on what we learned till now, in other words, if you have rove, then it's good by Mimavino. if you have robe but you don't have shishim, then you still have a problem as a mincha'inu mina. So where does this new, where does this new shear come in? Obviously, it's somewhere between 2-1 and 60-1. It's not in the middle. 6-1. So where does that shear play a role?
6-1 or 5-1? The Zayas and the tract is included in the overall volume? It's 5-1?
I think it's 6-1. So that is this Gemara. Amar in Avodah Zarah, Samech Zayin Amar Amar. Amar Rav Avol, Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol shatamo umamosho osur, velokin olav, vizel kizayis mechrei achilas pras. So if you have a mixture of tamo umamosho, so kizayis mechrei achilas pras means that you don't have 6-1, you only have 3-1, 4-1, 5-1. So then that's called tamo umamosho. So what does that mean? So again, so what's the significance? What is the significance? So there are different opinions what this means. So let's see the different shitas. Okay. So say Shitas Rashi, right? So Shitas Rashi is the way we learned it till now, that once you have Rov, it's Batal, and the concept of Shishim is what? Only the Rabbana. So then what's the 6-1 thing? What is that all about? So this is a machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Minchas Kohen. The Beis Yosef we know who is. The Minchas Kohen. Who's the Minchas Kohen? The Minchas Kohen, Rav Avram Kohen Himmelshill, who is the Rav where? Amsterdam. Now he wrote this sefer called Minchas Kohen. What is the sefer about? So it's about three things, right? One part of the sefer is about taruvus, all these things we're learning, right? One part of the sefer is about the machlokes, the Gro and Rabbeinu Tam, when seisa kachavim is. And there's famous pieces there of what he holds about that machlokes. And then I think the third part has some about Amir al-Akum or something, but the two most famous parts are the Taruvus and the Beit HaShemashos. Why he decided to put those two things together, maybe he explains in the introduction why he decided to write a sefer on these two unrelated topics. But and this is a classic work. In other words, you have to be aware of the Minchas Kohen. That's a classic sefer. Yes, very special mixture of Yom Halayla. Okay, we'll see if I don't know what his thing was. So the Beis Yosef writes on page 4. The Apel Gav the Sover Rashi the Leis Leila Rava Tam Ki Iker Bechulin Hani Milik Sheim Shom Elatamo Shal Isser Belvad. Lo Mamoshal Sheim Shom Tamo Mamoshal. So the Beis Yosef
unspeakable path according to
you? One second. So he says that that Rashi Shita is, in other words, till now we've been learning Rashi Shita is that Rove is the cutoff point. Once you have Rove, then the requirement of Shishim is only what? The Rabban. So the Beis Yosef says, but now we learn this new Gemara about Kizayis B'chei Achilas Pras. So now we understand that the bar is not by Rove. The bar is what? 6-1. That if it mixes, you have a mixture, say mimim shein amino, something melts into, you know, you have your cholent, your liquid cholent, and the milk spreads in. So the bar to be considered only in the Rabbanan is only once you have 6-1. In other words, we thought Rove, but once you have the tam that came in, and the mushel came in, and it got dissipated with the rest, so, in other words, but if, say, for example, you have a piece of meat and carrots, right, and you cook them together, so the shaved meat didn't disintegrate into the carrots, right? So then, all you need is rove. But when the tam and the mamashus, so to speak, melted into the thing, so then rove is not going to be the cutoff point. Then it's going to be kezayis b'chei achilas pras. So that's the distinction. Rashi, when he says rove is the cutoff point, says the Beis Yosef, chani milik she'en sham el tamo shel eser b'vad. For example, that you cooked a piece of meat together with carrots, and then you took the piece of meat out. It didn't melt into the thing. So then you have to make sure you have more carrot than you had a trafe piece of meat. All you need is rove. But when it's tamo umamasho, when the whole thing actually gets lost, the whole thing dissolves into the thing, so then 6-1 is the thing. So if you had 6-1, so now you're out of the Daraisa problem. If you only had 4-1, then you're still holding in the Daraisa.
So we're saying that mamish is 6-1?
So when you have tam and mamish, meaning the thing dissolved in the thing, so then
So a mamish is called that the measurement of a mamish is
6-1. So to be vatel the mamish and the tam, midoraisa, all you need is 6-1, 8-1, whatever it is. But it, if it wasn't dissolved, it just got cooked, so that it was only tam, and then you're going to take out the be'en, so then Rashi would say rove is the cutoff point, and after we're rove, it's only what? The rabbanan. Right.
There is a tam, so the whole hence the whole purpose. If you have a tam, even if you have the kizayis b'chei achilas pras, less than the kizayis b'chei achilas pras, if there is a tam, then we say the tam is
why did you ask me this on Monday? Why? This question has nothing to do with what I'm speaking about today. You should have asked me on Monday. How could Rashi say such a thing that Rove is the and the rest is the Rabbanan? It's a tam. The answer is that tam is yeah. Ki yuah ba'alma. That tam is the Rabbanan. Yeah. So it's no. I think Rabbi Tuchman said it's no. It's, the reason for your question has nothing to do with what I just said now. That question you could have asked me on Monday.
Basically, the opposite of mamish, isn't the mamish when they have to
But he's explaining. He had, in other words, what we saw today that we haven't yet seen yet is today we see this Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Tamal Mashal Kizayi Chulech Yachsas. We never heard of such a thing. As I told you, in terms of speed, that you all know. But the din of is not only din of speed, as we said, it's a din in ratio. So now we're putting in this new shear. How does that fit with everything we learned? So the Beis Yosef is being sensitive to that question. And that's what he responds. Yes, Sam?
Just to clarify, the Rashi is saying that in the case where there's no, it's just Tom, so that's
meaning when Tamil Moshe means that
the thing actually blends together.
Disintegrate, dissolve into the thing. So you have Tamil Moshe. So now.
You need 6 months
or
not need to erase them?
Correct. And then after that, it'll only be Drabbanan up to Shishim. And then
so in both cases, Rashi would say he's putting Shishim in
there. Right. Harav Patel. Yeah, anytime if it's cooked, it's lach. Anything that's cooked is lach balach.
So it's like
you're
kind of like different degrees of lach balach. So meat and carrot is like a lower degree.
Right. One is just the time goes in, and one is the actual mamasha is dissolved in the.
You can still say the meat still can go to the carrot.
Yeah, but it's not dissolved. The piece of meat is still there. You take the piece of meat out, as opposed to something that just.
Avada,
good. But it's not mamushas. It's just tam.
When we say tam and malish, so let's say you take the meat out, the malish out, but it got so concentrated that. In a Zayas Bichas, in a Achilas Pras, you'll have the Zayas of, be a Zayas of Tam. Does that count as, like, Mamash? I mean, you take the meat out, but when you eat an Achilas Pras, you'll have a Zayas worth of Tam in this thing. So, is that Dos Heis Mamash? Or is that...
You cooked it.
You cooked it. But then, otherwise, you took the...
I think that's Dos Heis Tam.
Or...
The way the Beis Yosef is doing.
So is
Beis
Yosef doing? Or is that considered...
In other words, only when the thing... I understand what you're asking, but I think still Tam. I hear what you're asking. Maybe I have to think about it some more.
Between Tam and Mamoshes.
So the simple way we're explaining is the difference between when the actual thing dissolved as opposed to when the thing does not dissolve and only the tam that it exuded is there, but the thing itself is still bad.
If you take out the piece of meat but you still have gravy in the mixture, that's probably considered tam o mamosha, right? Yeah, the meat is cooked, right? And produces gravy.
Yeah, okay.
So that would be still
well, then
mamosha,
that's like
right?
Okay. Okay, so
in
that...
the case you're describing, what Rashi says about the Loma Masha, anymore? The case in the book that Rashi says Loma Masha.
Right. Here we're talking about Tamo Uma Mosho.
I'm saying it means that the Mamasha says Nimua.
Right.
That's what Rashi says on the Loma Masha. That's how the design of the Zion of the Loma Masha says Nimua.
Just read 1 second in the Michas Kohen for a second. On page 5. For Ishi Shekosev HaBeis Yosef, Acha Shehevi Divrei Rambam, says, look on the second arrow, page 5. Well, Karashi also shabbat. That will come to some Rashi. Delays like the Rav of Tam Kikir Bechule. How many Shem Shalom of Hamoshal Isra? Kolom Hamoshal. Sheisham Tam Hamoshal Hayu Ki Isbei Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. Pshita B'Zeraisa Osu Milka Nami Lachit. The Amar of Yochel Kol Shem Tam Hamoshal Osu Was a Kizayis Bechtei Achilas. Min On Nishma the Tam of Kolom Hamoshal Dei Lokin Hayu Ki Ebo Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. Uvu Amru Delays like the Rav of Tam Kikir Bechule B'Zeraisa. A few misarv from Gufo shall Isser are kind of shown. Vine, my shakosh of Das Rashi, Mesh with Harubis, because I have been an Isser, technically, plus Shosu, who shall also be a Torah of Logan Alov, the MS Pshitusu de Manlo Yadana. He says he doesn't understand the base Yosef. So Rashi, Kosh of Bibir, second line in the second column. Shall Rava, Ein Tam Ki Iker Minatora, the Midrash Ruba Bottle, became Shishin in the Spatel Barov, Heter Echia Osu Minatora, Koshkin Echil Kalav, a few yokel kazais, but it's a bechayachil kras, a few yokel menakadera. He says he doesn't understand. If it was batel barov and you don't hold from tam, so what's this new shir? And he says the Bracha Mishnah says that. Shavdas Rashi, a few ochal min ha'iser. Hamur of Mekadayef Zechilas Pras, Eno Loke, Vigam Eno Osir Alamid Rabban. El Shalo Hevi Sham, Mashakos of Rashi, Bechulam, the Rice of Ruba Bartil, a few min Mishayin Aminu, El Hevi Rayel Dvar, Mashapet. Peish Rashi Bavarazar al Tamil Lomosho. Vanil Meshadaizu in a rhyme year negative base Yosef Shesh, Lomosh Rashi Kori Tamosho Lomosho, this is Shinimoch Matach Head of Edu Be'en. So he says another Pshat that Shank is asked for the Israel Shir or Shir Kazem, Hulo Ochel Shir Achilles Pras Vasachas. Yeshka Zeisman Issa Bechte Achilles Pras, Bachamanatarol Shir Achilles Pras, Evshad Das Rashi, Osamanatora. Mukin Amaloki can do every Yosef. So he doesn't like this idea. He says that Rove is the cutoff point according to Rashi. And take a look on page 6 to the right, the left side. He refers to Myrisha Issuhu Be'en, Nosatam Gdei, Lechenika Tabo Mamosha. So he says, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat in Tamo Mamosho is, so if the Isser is not Nikar, then Rove is the cutoff point. No difference between whether it dissolves or it doesn't dissolve. Rove is the cutoff point. So what's the concept of Kazayis Mechei Achilas Pras? No. You know what it is? Let me give you a mashal. Say you have a piece of bread, right? And say in the piece of, let's say it's like raisin challah, right? So it's dispersed among the bread. Let's view the raisins, ki'ilu, they were treif pieces of meat. Okay? So the question is, well, if you will eat a pras, if you'll eat six Zaysim of the challah roll, will you get a kazayas of raisins or not? Depends how many raisins there are. If there are only three raisins in the whole thing, then you won't. If there are many raisins, then you will. So he says that what the Gemara means to say, Tamo Mamosho means kazayas be'achilas pras, means when you could see the Isser. So b'meila, so once you could see the Isser, So then it's only a question of, are you going to get Malchus? So the question is, will you be able to eat a kezias of raisins b'chdei achilas pras or not? But if it's nimoach, so that doesn't have that din. So that's the regular din of rov. So basically what he's saying is that according to Shita's Rashi, there's no new shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. Now the Kedei Achilas Pras is said just by when the Is is Be'en, and now we have to know, are you going to get Malchus? So that depends upon how spread it is.
If Be'en, then why do I need the special ratio of Kedei Achilas Pras? It's Be'en, Be'en.
Right, so...
nothing to talk about. I don't need a special formula. Even if I have shishim, it's Be'en.
That means that, in other words, you need to be told that if it's too far spread out, so you're not going to get Malchus.
In other words, we're describing that this is Be'en. Formulation is Be'en.
Right. Okay, one second. So we're spending a lot of time on Rashi, but in the end of the day, Rashi is not la halacha. So either you say that like the Beis Yosef shot in Rashi, the difference between the disintegrate or not, or you say like the Milchas Kohen. So the Milchas Kohen basically is saying that there's no, once it's not the end, then Rove is the there's no difference between disintegrating and cooking and not disintegrating. It's all a question whether you had Rove or not. Yeah.
Remember the example with the raisin slash meat in the challah. Are we saying that you let the, for example, with the raisin, you remove the raisin and there's still whatever was left around the area and that totals up? Or we're saying that you ate the actual thing that was in the challah? You ate
the challah.
You didn't
get
anything out of it. Like you
right. Okay.
So you can have a situation where it's not nimuach, yet it's not the end. Is that what Rabbi is saying?
It's not nimuach, but it's not...
Neither nimuach, but not the end.
If you cook a piece of treif meat with carrots,
right.
So and the treif meat is still here, so it's not nimuach,
yeah.
But it's not be'en in the carrots.
Why wouldn't it be
be'en
if
you cook a piece of meat with carrots, then you remove the meat, and now you take a carrot out,
right.
It's not be'en, but
right.
There's still tam of meat in the carrot.
Right. Okay.
Well, so now let's see Shita's Rambam. The Rambam Shita is, and this is how Rabbi Sauer explains it, is the following. Very simple. That the cutoff point between Daraisa and Rabbanan is not Rov, because that was Rashi's way, and then we had all problems with that other Gemara. The simple way is to say, six. If you don't have six, then you're a question of a Daraisa. Once you have 6-1, from 6 to 60, that's only Rabbanan. You found that the cutoff point. In other words, the Chiddush, the way Rabbi Sauer explained, we'll see soon, of Tam Ki Iker, is that up to 6 is the Daraisa, and after 6, because up to 6, the Tam is very strong. If you only have a 4-1 ratio, a 3-1 ratio, a 5-1 ratio, that's the Tam that the Torah spoke about. But still, this Tam is Nirgas Til Shishim, but that's the Shvach. So that'll only be the Rabbanim. That'll only be the Rabban. So that's how the Rambam writes. So with Dover Osir Shinasari, page 7, the Dover Mutter Mim Shein Amino, Menose Tam, Umim Amino, Shef Shalam Al Tamu Batal Barov, Take Kate Sachel Hafoya Shinofel Otoch Agrisin, Venimok Hafol, Tom Mimus Agrisin, in Lonitzavahem Tam, Harel Mutar. Nitzavahem Tam, Fayevem Amosho, Harei, Elo Sumer Torah. Mitzvahem Tamo v'lo yavam Moshe Elo Sumer Divei Sofer. So he says, what's my Moshe? Ketzad, Kalach Gimel, on page 8. Ketzad, Huma Moshe, Gion Chahaya, Menachelev, Kizayas, Bechol, Shlosha Beitzim, Menacharovas, Yimelcham, Agrizim, Eil, Kishlosha Beitzim, Hol, Vieshlom, Kizayas, Menachalov, Lokesh, Eitam, Isser, Mamosho, Kayim. Because if you have up to, if you, now, in other words, if you have 5-1, right? 5-1, so it's not bottom. But you still have to eat the whole thing. You have to eat the 5 kazesim, or 6 kazesim, because if not, you're only get chatzi shir. So what's going to guarantee you that you ate a kazayis of isser? Say it disintegrates. Chelov disintegrates. You have a cholent that has 4 kazesim of cholent. And then chelov disintegrates. So the Rambam says, if you eat the whole thing, so then you get malchus, because it's not bottle. If you only eat part, you're not going to get malchus, because the mice, you didn't eat a, it's not bottle, but you didn't necessarily eat a full shear. You only ate a full shear, you can only guarantee you ate a full shear if you ate the whole thing. If you only eat part of it, who says you ate a full kazais? But once you have 6-1, so then it's bottle. Have a pocket of shlosha beitzim, machim aso machas margus midivreim. And that's Rabbi Sal points out the Rambam Hilchos Maziris on page 9. Tainim shar pito b'yayin v'ayin revius yayin b'chadei achilas pas. V'achol k'dei pashen insa sh'achol revius yayin harei zelokev v'alzeh k'yotzi bo nemar v'tor kol mishra sanovim. So the point being, like Rabbi Sauer explained the Rambam, the point being is that the Chiddush HaTorah of all the psukim that we learned of Mishras is up to 6-1. That's the Din Daraisa. Once you, after, that's the real Tam. Even though Tam is Nirgunas still Shishim, that's only Midraban. Now it works very well, the two Gemaras. And we have a Din of Tam Ki Iker, and we have a Din of, but, and we have a din of Kizayis B'Chayachliyas Pras. So the Rambam says, Kizayis B'Chayachliyas Pras is the Chiddush of Tam Ki Iker. After that, it's only a din Rabban. But the Pashtus, we don't follow this Rambam or the Rashi. Because we learned yesterday that up to Shishim is a Daraisim. According to the Rambam, once you pass 6, you're in the Rabbanu land. So if it's Nishbah, it should be a Safik Darabana. So Shitas Rashi is complicated, the two different Pshatim, what it could be. Shitas Rambam is maybe less complicated, but it seems so. Now we have to get back to two other possible Shitas.
Shitas Rambam, that's like it is just an explanation of Rashi,
No. Because the Beis Yosef's explanation is the difference between dissolving and not dissolving. So in the Rambam Luchara also, if it didn't dissolve, it could be that you still don't have 6-1, it could still be a Daraisa. Whereas in the Shitas Beis Yosef and in Rashi is that, so once there's rov, it's the Rabban.
But I'm saying, but within 6-1, though.
If you have more than 6-1.
Within 6-1, if you don't have 6-1, so they said in Rashi and also Daraisa and Rambam also Daraisa. After that,
right?
Then of course they're both, then you're getting
into the. No, but the only difference is because if you don't have, it's not a case of dissolving. But according to Shitas Rashi, rov is enough to make it that it's no longer a Daraisa. Whereas the Rambam never holds from the concept of rov in Lach Balach. Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
So
the Rambam would only after
only after Kazayis B'Chayachliyas Pras does it become the Rabban. According to Rashi, it depends whether it's Nimoach or not. Okay. Now, the Shita, so that's, so two Shitas now. Now we have a third Shita on page 11. The third sheet or the fourth sheet? So, Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Chaim Kohn. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, from Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Ki Iker B'Mim Shein Amino Daraisa, the Kedush Shenosan Issa Tam Behetze Nepach Kulo Lios Issa. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, that what? That Shishim. Shishim is the cutoff point. But the simple reading of Rabbeinu Tam is the following, that what's the din? According to, say you don't have shishim, say you have a cholent, kosher cholent, and chaylev dissolved in the cholent, right? Kazayis of chaylev, and you only had 50 to 1, so 50 cholent, kosher cholent, to this one chaylev. So what's the din? It's not bottom because you don't have shishim. Now, do you get malchus? Korah, it would be impossible to get malchus, because to get malchus you have to have a gezayis to the chayachilas pras. How are you going to get a gezayis to the chayachilas pras if you have 50 to 1? So you can only have a chatzishir, right? The chiddush is, but a chatzishir you have, it's not bottom. But Rabbeinu Tam's understanding, the way the Rosh presents it, and this is that no, once you have Tam Ki Iker in, and you don't have 60 to 1, you only have 50 to 1, you know what? Every kezayis of food that you eat, you get malchus. Even though practically, you're not getting, if you just take one kezayis out of the cholent, how much chaylev are you really eating? Maybe at best a minute amount. You get malchus for that. Because Tam Ki Iker, the din of shishim, is not only a din that it's not bottle up to shishim, but it's a second halacha that the heter is this hapeh lios iser. That once there's just a little bit of iser in the thing, and the tam is nirgash, because it's not, you don't have shishim, so any time you take a scoop of that, you're feeling that the tam iser. So even on one kezayis, like one kezayis practically is going to be 99% of that one kezayis is going to be kosher meat, and maybe 1% will be part of the chaylev malchus. Why? Because that chaylev caused the meat, since the tam is nirgash, to become a dover
is. Square inch of the heter is iser. Actually, turns into iser.
Well, the heter turns into iser. Even though, whereas according to the Rambam Shita, what did we see in the Rambam? That kezayis v'chzei achilas pras, if you only have 5 to 1, you're only going to get malchus if you eat the whole thing. Because you have to eat a real kezayis of iser. The din of kezayis v'achilas pras and tam ki iker has nothing to do, is a din of bittul, or yes bittul or no bittul. But it's not a din that the heter is hapech leos iser. Rabbeinu Tam is mechadesh that there are two halachas in Tam Ki Iker. One halacha is that it's not batel, and the other halacha is that the heter is nishapech lios iser. That sheet is Rabbeinu Tam, at least the way we're going to present it today. Not as or the way it seemingly is presented in the Rush.
Does everyone hold that Rabbeinu Tam holds to get malchus for Tam?
Well, what does it say? Peirush Rabbeinu Tam, Tam Ki Iker B'Mim Sheinu Midoraisa, the Kedush Shenosan Tam, Shenosan Iser Tam Beheter, Nepach Kulo Lios Iser, V'lo Ken Olam B'Ketayis, Ki Ilu Hava Kulo Iser. Right? Is that what he said?
Well, if everyone holds that Rabbeinu Tam Shita is to get Malchus, how else would you explain it? That it has an Tam Ki Iser.
How do you explain it?
How would you explain it? You should get Malchus for eating Kedayis, the whole thing is about the Tam Ki Iser? Well,
so what are you saying?
I'm saying that that it has to, if he holds to get mouth, it must be that it's cooler.
Okay, so you like what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like what the rush is saying. Okay, so if you like the rush, so good. We'll see. The Chazanish didn't like the rush, but you like it. So
well, that's why I was asking if anyone pulled Rabbi Yochanan pulled Malkus.
No one. Everyone is in the word. Everyone. It never happens in this world. Okay, maybe in other worlds, not in this world.
Yes,
sir.
Until
Shishim is not going to be bought, though.
It's not going to be bought,
though. And but more than that, it's not going to be bought, though. But it's not going to be bought, though. Pasha should mean so if you eat a kazayis, you're only going to get a chatzi shear of the isser. So you should be an isser the rights of the malchus. So many times mechadish that you even get malchus just on a kazayis, even though the kazayis itself probably has one minute chelik of chelim. And 99% kosher, and yet you need a kazayis to the chiddush is that the isser is nishapeh, the heter is nishapeh lios isser. So any discriminant kazayis is loke if there was no shishim. Whereas a Rambam sheet is if there's no kazayis mechayachfas, it's not batel. But if you just eat part of it, it's only going to be a chatzi shir. You have to eat the whole thing. Then you mamish ate a real kazayis of chaylev, then you'll get mamish. Yeah.
What does he get out of the one six in the Gemara?
Oh, I didn't explain that yet. That means you can ask that too. Right, so what is he going to do with it? So the simple way is to say that's talking about the end. So that's only then. You know, and that's not a din of bittul, because he doesn't speak about the kazayis before the achilas pas. He only speaks about shishim. So the way to knock out that gemara, to make that gemara irrelevant to hilchas bittul, is to say that it's talking about that it's the raisin challah scenario. So it's a question of are you going to get malchus for eating the raisin challah, assuming the raisins are considered like these are. Not raisins, I'm just using that descriptively. So the raisins are pieces of trach meat, and then the question is, will you get malchus for that? So it depends how many raisins are there per the mixture. But that has nothing to do with bittul. That is just a question of getting able to be a kazayit for the achilas pras.
How does the concept of the achilas pras, which is an idiom, commas, meaning how long it takes to eat something, how does that become an idiom in achilas?
So that's what we explained, that kazayis mechayachilas pras could be a din in time, but it also can be a din in volume. In other words, how much in every pras, is there a kazayis of
that's
this?
That's the Gemara
Navar is saying. Right. Okay. Right. So that Gemara is not talking about time, it's talking about how much there is. Okay, now, so we have Shitas Rashi, Shitas Rambam, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and now the fourth Shita, Rav Chaim Cohen. Chaim Cohen, he's the one who says you don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael, but right? The phrase is Tosas and Ksubas. That's a more famous Shita than his Shita here about Chavki Iker. Okay, so Rabbeinu Chaim Zal, Tavish, the second arrow here. The Irish shopper be mimshein amino. The time of Moshe Karkish is kazayis mechilas pras. Tavi kamo Moshe shal isser. Kevi yish kol kach mina isser. She betoch chilas pras ofel kazayis nasa kulo isser. Talk about kazayis loka. So basically, he's going to say like this. He's going to make a new shita. He says, kazayis mechilas pras. If you only have 4 to 1, 3 to 1, 4 to 1, so it's not bottle midaraisa. But not only it's not bottle midaraisa, but heter nishapech lios isser. But only up to kizei achilas pras. Once you have kizei achilas pras, then it's not bottle till shishim, but you don't say heter nishapech. So basically, what Rabbeinu Tam said up to shishim, he says only if it's kizei achilas pras. Because kizei achilas pras is very concentrated time.
you don't have to eat the whole pras.
Right, you eat one kezayis of the pras. If you have less than four to one kezayis, it's not batel, and it has to be topic. But once you have kedayach echias pras, then it's a regular din of lot, of ain't a batel, and then it'll be a din of chatishir. Whereas, it's different than the Rambam, because the Rambam shita is that after kedayach echias pras, it's only the Rabbanim, so it's not even chatishir. So these are the four shitas. There are more shitas, but these are the four shitas that quoted in the poskim. I mean, were more prominent than the Rishoni. So Shitas Rashi is that the Rove is the, well, if you assume like Michas Cohen, the Rove is the cutoff point. According to the Beis Yosef, Rove is the cutoff point if it's lot Nimoach. If it's Nimoach, then Kezayas Ve'achiv Ras is the cutoff point. Shitas Rambam is that up to Achilles Pras is a Daraisa, after Achilles Pras is the Rabbanim. But non Hetin is Hapech, doesn't exist at all. The Shitas Rabbi Tam is Shishim is the cutoff point, Midaraisa. And then after, but before Shishim, you get Malchus even on one Kezayas. And Shitas Rabbi Chaim Cohen is that up to Kezayas Ve'achilles Pras is a deraisa and hetin is hapech, so you violate even a one kezayis, and up to shishim still deraisa, but it will probably only be a chatzi shir, because you're not going to have kezayis and you don't say hetin is hapech.
So Rashi doesn't have, this whole 6 to 1 thing Rashi doesn't
discuss. Right. So if you want to, what, according to whom? Well, within Rashi we have two pshatim, the Michas Cohen or the Beis Yosef. So, this is complicated. I mean, it's not so complicated. You have to think it over and say it over to Rabbi Tuchman and make sure you understand what's being said here. But this is, I'm not even going to attempt now to tell you the kashas and the, because let's digest this. You know, have a kezayis pras to digest. And then, not to take it to the next step when we're going to have mefalpel in the different shitas. Is going to be, I think, a little bit too much. So I just think you should spend the time now, tomorrow, whatever, just making sure you understand what the different shitas are. And in the end of the day, so what happens at the end of the day after this whole discussion? I mean, we're not giving out Malchus here. So you could say the relevance. I mean, the relevance is still relevant for the Nishpach, so that we're assuming like Rabbeinu Tam or Rav Chaim Cohen, because they both hold up to Shishim as Daraisa. The only difference is you get Malchus if you have from 6 to 60, is there Malchus? Rabbeinu Tam says yes, Rav Chaim Cohen says no. So the Nafkamina is whether you pass a Laedus, if you eat the Tarovis that had a Bashir Bittel of 6, but didn't have 60. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're puzzle, you get Malchus. We don't give out Malchus today, but Psula Eidus we have today. So you'll be Psula Eidus. According to Rav Chaim Cohen, you would be Psula Eidus. Because to be Psula Eidus, you have to violate either Gezel, Mamunus Dika Halacha, or you have to do something that you chai Malchus to be Psula Eidus. Like you shave with a razor, or you eat McDonald's, hamburgers or Michal Yantif, or you eat a Frank, McDonald's Frank's hamburgers, you know, you eat so that you violated a Daraisa. If you just do other Averis, you only eat Katishir, then you didn't violate, even though you violated Daraisa, but it's a Daraisa B'li Malchus. But Psul Eidus has to be either you steal, even though there's no Malchus for stealing, or violate something that is an Isser Malchus or Isser Misa. So if you violate Yontif, you violate Shabbos. Yontif is an Isser Malchus, Shabbos is even worse. It's a Skila, so certainly you may have Pasul Aedus if you...
We said at the beginning, 6 to 8.
Yeah, that's the machlokas, what the shear is. But that's like a side detail. What you know, how many kazesim are there in a beis? Okay. Oh yeah, sorry, you had a question?
He asked a question about what
is
going to do with time.
Yeah, right. So I said that the simple way is to say the same way that Rabbi Michas Cohen dealt with Rashi by saying that it's talking about a ban. So then you take it out of the issue of bittul, because once it's a ban, we're not talking about bittul. We're just talking about pasulim and getting malchus. Okay, so think it through. You gotta think it through. Make sure you understand. It's not so complicated, but it needs. And then next Monday, instead of giving out the next packet, I want to continue in this packet. Right? So I think that's the best way to go at this point. Okay, Rabosa, I wish you all well. And these are your soldiers. So you see, as I told you, in halacha. This is not talked about in Shulchan Aruch because we're not talking about giving malchus, and we're not even talking about psulei edus here. They're talking about bottom line, aser mutter. So the only thing that's talked about in Shulchan Aruch is nishpach. So nishpach is Rabbeinu Tam. Whether you need the hetzer tzav or not, it doesn't make a difference.